following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, January 6th, through Thursday, January 12th, 2023. January 6th, 2023, the Solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "What makes a person great in my eyes is what he holds in his heart. Does he hold most valuable the tangible things of the world, or the spiritual values that earn him eternal life? Does he value the present moment as a means of salvation, or does he waste the present in searching out temporal joy? The soul who accepts the truth of his role in his own salvation has chosen greatness in his worldly existence and in my heart. Such a soul views the temporal as passing and chooses to work towards his own salvation. To such a soul, I give all the grace he needs to reach eternal life. The path of righteousness is laid straight before him. I correct his errors and distractions with love and hold him deep in the mantle of my grace. In each present moment, then, make your choices the ones that earn your salvation." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now, put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 7th, 2023. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, if you do not value holy love in your hearts, you cannot be saved. The way to salvation is through surrender to holy love. Those who love me are those who are obedient to my commandments. I cannot tell you in any simpler way than this. Take this message to heart and live accordingly." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. "Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. January 8th, 2023. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, you are living in contradictory times, times which seem very secure and very insecure, times when every solution is at your fingertips, and yet very elusive. This is the hour when trust in my providence is your peace. All other solutions and mindsets evade explanation. Turn your hearts over to a deeper understanding of my omnipotence, for therein lies your peace. Believe in my grace, and allow trust in my grace to fill your heart. Quite often, my solutions are disclosed only at the last minute. It is the holy love in your heart which allows you to trust in my power, my grace. A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. January 9th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, make this the year in which you come closer to me, both in times of sorrow and of joy. I desire so much an ever-deepening relationship with each of you. Seek my advice through prayer and sacrifice. You will feel the direction I am pulling you. In awe and wonder, know that I am with you in every present moment. Your salvation is in the present moment. Today, I invite one and all to return to the field of our united hearts on the Feast of Divine Mercy. There, each one will receive the triple blessing. Come to me that day in a state of grace." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 10th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, keep your focus on your own salvation. To that end, use everything in the present moment to attain sanctity in the present moment. Perfect your prayer lives. Perfect your relationship with others. Treasure whatever I send you in the present, be it problems, poor health, or even solutions to difficulties. Allow everything to lead you towards salvation. When you do this, you are living in my divine will." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 11th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, renew your faith off and on throughout the day by reciting the Apostles' Creed. Faith is so under attack from very unlikely sources. This is the best way to be on your guard. Do not wait for the obvious attacks on your faith to defend it. Place this prayer as a shield around your heart. That way, you are always prepared against Satan's wiles. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 12th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, I have created this day and all its present moments towards my good end. Every prayer which fills the present moment is a step towards my victory. My victory is peace in all hearts, grounded in holy love. Your yes to holy love is your surrender to my divine will. Do not delay my victory longer by choosing anything which opposes holy love. I have created you for this present moment choice. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.